The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stock take sale on now, in store and online. petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. Gosport is a little place, about 82,000 people, I think, in southeast England, Hampshire. What on earth is going on at this War Memorial Hospital?
That's a very good question. What we have is a major inquiry telling us that what has gone on there is, as they put it, institutionalized practices to shorten lives. 456 patients are found to have died prematurely, often in nearly all cases elderly patients. Another 200 also affected, so potentially 650, 700 people who were given such overly strong painkillers that their lives ended early. In some cases, their lives ended when they really shouldn't have. People went in for minor heart attacks or small-scale strokes and never came out. It's taken the families of those who died there 20-plus years to get to the bottom of this, and is a huge scandal.
I mean, it's a little place, a little place.
A little place. It does attract, of course, patients from round and about.
It's nonetheless, 700 people. Holy nilly.
And do you know what? Prosecutions surely will have to follow. We
may
see what the police will do.
OK, tell us about the fizzy pop.
Yes. Well, we seem to be going a bit flat. We're lacking in fizz and pep and sparkle, and you can probably tell from this UK report. The British Retail Consortium is warning we have a shortage, and in fact it's a Europe-wide shortage, of carbon dioxide.
Mm.
Who could possibly have seen a warm summer and
yes.
the World Cup coming?
Yes.
But apparently drinks companies like Pepsi and Britvic and Heineken are already affected, and basically they don't have enough CO2 to put in their fizzy drink.
There you are.
Worst of all, though, Alan, when England lift the World Cup in 3 weeks' time, we'll have nothing to celebrate with.
Go away. Adam, the boasting Adam Gilchrist in London.